Sure, Brian. You know, for 30 years before I joined Catholic Charities, I worked at the Catholic Sentinel and wrote about Catholic Charities fairly often. So some of my favorite stories are about some of the women who have faced homelessness who meet Catholic Charities. We have this great program called the Housing Transitions Program, and the name kind of speaks for itself. But these are women who are on the streets. Often, you know, not every homeless person is mentally ill or addicted to something. I'm thinking of one woman who was caring for her elderly parents for 20 years and living in the house with her parents. Dad died, and then mom died. And then the older siblings wanted to sell the house so that they could get that money and take care of their lives. Well, this youngest daughter didn't have a place to live. So she started bouncing from couch to couch, eventually ended up sleeping outside. And then someone told her about Catholic Charities, and she came and met our fantastic Victoria Waldrop, who leads that program, became friends. Then we have a place called Kenton Women's Village. It's a little pod of houses up in North Portland where women can stay and form community. And then we have a transitional housing where this woman moved into, but then eventually moved into one of our affordable permanent housing places, has a cat, has a job, has an income. And there are many, many like her who went from real trouble to through their interactions with Catholic Charities to having a stable life where they can start reaching out to others now. And she helps us volunteer. So good turnaround. Stories like that that Catholic Charities has that Modern Day helps us tell. Our Natalie Wood, our executive director, comes on quite often and helps tell these stories. And that's how the word gets spread. Maybe a homeless person will hear a story about that and reach out for us someday. You never know what's going to happen on radio. You never know what kind of life you're going to touch. And I really urge you to support Modern Day Radio.